Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos testifies streaming giant competes with deep-pocketed tech companies trying to steal television business. By Paul Bois on February 4, 2026. Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos testified on Capitol Hill this week where he defended his company's $83 billion merger deal with Warner Brothers as a means to compete with deep-pocketed tech companies out to run the entertainment business. In his opening remarks, Sarandos said that the Netflix-Warner Brothers deal will strengthen the American entertainment industry, preserve choice and value for consumers, and give creators more opportunities. Asserting that the company created 155,000 jobs across all 50 states while contributing over $225 billion to the U.S. economy over the last 10 years, per Variety. Sarandos also said that Netflix would respect Warner Brothers' integrity and allow the studio to operate largely as they are today, adding that the studio has assets Netflix does not have. By combining both the Netflix library and the HBO Max library, Sarandos said that the company would be offering customers more for less, claiming that 80% of HBO Max subscribers currently subscribe to Netflix. He also said Netflix faces increasing competition from deep-pocketed tech companies trying to run away with the TV business, naming Google's YouTube, Apple and Amazon's Prime Video, continued Variety. He noted that Netflix's share of U.S. TV viewership for December was 9% and that with HBO Max will be around 10%, still behind YouTube's share of TV viewing. Among premium streaming services, according to Sarandos, Netflix has about 18% share in the U.S. while HBO Max has about 3%, meaning the combination would hold about 21%, it added. While President Donald Trump has hinted at opposition to the merger, he has said that he will let it play out in the courts and in Congress. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.